I'm Herb Harrison, and tune into the Buzzcast. Today, we have Mr. Mosco B. Gardner. He is the Police Services Program Manager, and he's got some things he wants to talk about. We've got a couple of events coming up. We have the National Night Out, which is taking place Tuesday, August 3rd, and we're going to talk about that, as well as apparently the civilian law enforcement professionals are looking to do some hiring, so we'll talk about that as well. But right now, let's talk about the National Night Out, and if you can give me some more information, and give me some information about what it is that you do as a program manager.
Yes, thank you very much, sir. Thank y'all very much for having me on the Buzzcast. I really like being here. But I will tell you that as far as what I do, I'm pretty much the community police officer for Fort Eustis. Right, and I coordinate all the police functions with everything that goes on the installation. This National Night Out, which takes place on the 3rd of August, 6 p.m. we're starting, and we're going through all of housing, you know, in order just to show love, show respect to the families and the community that live here on the installation that we service.
And so it's a parade, and you have a route, and it starts, where actually does it start?
So it starts on pretty much the corner of Taylor Avenue and Wilson Avenue. So if you live in a 2700 housing area, right on Wilson Avenue, we're starting back there, and we're going to work our way through housing and end on the in the 100 and 300 block off of Madison Avenue and 26th Street.
Okay, and this is an annual event?
So annually, across the nation, National Night Out happens where the police get with the community and just interact with the community in a more positive light than than a lot of the normal interactions that go on.
Once again, it's National Night Out. Takes place Tuesday, August 3rd, and it's the JBLE Eustis Emergency Services Community Recognition Parade and Community Outreach Event. And so what exactly is going to take place? I know you guys are going to have all the trucks and stuff, but what exactly is going to take place for the parade itself?
So the parade is going to have all of our vehicles that we have, our ATVs, our cars, our trucks. It's going to have fire department now coordinated with that, the ambulances, the fire trucks, the ladder trucks. We're going to have all of us together doing this big event, showing you all the pieces of equipment that we use on the installation. And just showing love to the community. So as we're out there, the community, last year people held up signs for kids' birthdays, anniversary recognition. We're gonna be yelling out over the loudspeakers, having the lights going, the sirens. We're going to have some fun.
Okay.
And then immediately afterwards, somewhere around 6:30 or so, we're going to meet up at the youth center off of Pershing Avenue.
Got it.
And just have fun with the family for another hour, and they can take advantage of understanding what's really at the youth center to have fun with.
Okay. So hopefully there's no emergencies going on during the time of the parade.
Well, we're ready for that, too. We still got people ready to go. I mean, you'll see in the parade the last three, fire trucks in the back are ready for in case something happens. They stay in the back so they can peel off the parade and take care of stuff. But as far as a police officer, we're still going to have most of the police, a lot of the back office personnel, as you want to say, a lot of the office personnel, administrative people are going to be driving the vehicles, whereas our road patrols and our gate operations will still be taking place. So if there's an issue going on, we still got regular road patrols that's going to handle business.
Got it. Okay. Well, let me ask you this. With your program and what you do, What do you guys have in place as far as with when it comes to engaging the community? Because I know that's kind of a lot of things has happened here in the nation, just as far as engaging the community and just being a presence and showing how good you guys are as police officers. What do you guys do?
So my goal is to get more community events. Of course, COVID stopped a lot of that. So we do have other programs once we see what this COVID, these new variants look like, to get more programs in place that have us really pushing towards getting out in the community, kind of more interaction with the families, the people who live on this installation, the soldiers. But with that, as far as my program is concerned, or my piece, a lot of mine is briefing soldiers, briefing families, doing those type of things.
So you're basically the officer friendly here at Fort Eustis.
Officer friendly, that's about right. Pretty much that is, that's what I do. So I'll go around smiling and reading to the kids and playing with the kids. That's why I like going over to the youth center because they got a lot of stuff over there. And I like going to have fun with the kids. Today I have to read to the kids this afternoon. So we're going to see how that is. I'm going to get the canines over there and have fun with the kids at Groninger Library. So just more interaction with the families. So officer friendly, yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, officer friendly. Yeah, that's it right there. So let's talk about this. We also are information about, I guess you guys are doing some hiring as well.
Yes, so we're really short around. I know a lot of people are hiring around the area. A lot of people are short. We are one of those groups. A lot of law enforcement departments around the world is short. But so we're hiring. We're only about really 50% manned on our police officers. So our guys are really handling business. They're taking care of things with the shortage that we have. But we got a major hiring event. But the issue that comes down with that is because of our pay levels. When it comes down to the Air Force, you have to be, you have to have some sort of law enforcement or security experience, at least a year's worth.
Okay.
And they're going to be, and they scrutinize some of that even security experience. You know, it has to be security where you're carrying a gun or that you have some sort of enforcement measures that you've done in that regard. And so that we're not bringing in people from the outside that have no experience whatsoever. We're bringing in more experienced people.
Okay.
Which is great for our law enforcement aspect, but it's difficult in hiring.
Got it. Okay. And if they want to get more information as far as how to get hired or the hiring process, how do they get in contact with you?
Well, the easiest way, because that email and things are kind of long to email us, but the easiest way to contact 757-878-4555. That's our police desk. And if you got any questions, you could contact them. They'll forward you to the right people.
Okay. Got it. And then also back to the National Night Out, which is taking place Tuesday, August the 3rd. If they need or want more information on that, how do they get information on that as well?
Right. So if they need more information on that, you're going to see Facebook posts going out on the Fort Eustis Facebook page. You're going to have Facebook posts going out on the Balfour Beatty Community Facebook page. You're going to have the NWR Marketing's page. They're going to be posting a lot of information for that. But any other information, that you can contact that same phone number, 757-878-4555. If you have any questions in reference to that, and we'll get you the answer.
Yeah, thank you very much. Once again, we have Mr. Moscow B. Gardner, the Police Services Program Manager. He's the officer friendly here at Fort Eustis.
Yes, the officer friendly.
That's
man.
It, man.
I appreciate y'all for having me.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
I'm doing this with a smile.
That's officer friendly, man. Officer friendly. And I appreciate you coming through, man. Anytime we are here, make sure you come through, and we can definitely sit down and have a conversation.
Hey, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.